95.9 The Hawk, number one for classic rock. It's Lauren, and today we are interviewing Richie Onori from Sweet, who's playing at the Golden Nugget in Las Vegas. Welcome, Richie.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's so good to have you.
Good to hear you, Lauren.
Thank you for talking to us. We're looking forward to the show at the Golden Nugget. I know that the show is one of Dave Gilley's favorites, so I got to say that. He says it's just over the top, amazing show.
Yeah, when you have that many hits and the way we play it, it's hard to beat. You know?
So you guys are forging ahead here, 21st century. How long have you been with the band?
It's been 17 years. Steve Priest came out of retirement when he heard me play, and he said, you know what? I'm putting together the real Sweet, in my opinion. And he says, I want you to join the band and help put the whole band together. So Steve Priest, of course, is the second voice of Sweet with the man in the back. That's that famous voice that he has. So yeah, 17 long years rocking the world.
That's incredible. And then you were handpicked by him, of course, because of your incredible musicianship. And I mean, you're a drummer first, but you do so much more. I know you're a guitarist now, a songwriter, vocalist, entrepreneur. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's right. That's I do it all. But yeah, drumming all my life and started picking up a lot of other things and being a front guy as well. But, drumming is where it's at for me with the Suite. And that's what I love, performing these songs. And we've got a lot of new songs that we're getting ready to release. So, sky's the limit as we're moving ahead into the 21st century. We are really excited about everything that we're doing with our lineup that we have now.
So you guys are going to dig into the catalog a little more than just the hits with some fun music?
Oh, definitely. We play all the keys. I mean, there's so many songs that a lot of people don't really realize that, there's yep. Blockbuster and AC/DC and Action, besides Ballroom Blitz, Love Is Like Oxygen and Little Willie and Fox on the Run. I mean, there's so many other songs that I Know You Don't, which Pat Benatar had a big hit with, and we keep everybody on their toes.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited to see all those songs come alive on stage and, resonate with the fans. And the thing is, you guys have such a great connection in that room over at the Golden Nugget because it's smaller and you can really, feel all that energy and feed off of the audience and really connect with them.
Yeah, we love Vegas. And, we do Fremont Street a few times, about a year and a half ago, we did that. But we play the big festivals, and we'll be at Moondance this year. And that's with, all the big bands with us. And so we're excited just to have a great year. We've got so many bookings this year, and people are just really resonating with the sound. But with the Golden Nugget, it's just time to get up and close and in front of the band. And so that's why we like the Nugget and Dave Gilley over there, and couldn't be more excited to play this place. Every time we play it, it's always just, we feel very at home here.
Yeah, that's great. So I want to talk a little bit about your background because, for people that don't know, you have a very diverse background working with some of the greatest musicians in the world, and it really shaped your sound, right? I mean, you had the progression from starting out as a jazz player to progressive and then hard rock, and you mentioned some of those sounds that you're going to bring into the set. Who have you worked with that you loved working with? Highlight that you had?
Well, yeah, Keith Emerson was, we had a band, Aliens of Extraordinary Ability, and playing with Keith was amazing. I started off in prog rock in my early 20s. We opened up for Alice Cooper, a band with Chuck Wright that I was in. The band was Satter, and then touring with Bobby Kimball and doing the Toto thing, and then Louis Johnson from Brothers Johnson and doing the funk thing, and with Larry Graham and Rick Derringer, and just so many people. Uli John Roth from the Scorpions, I did a couple tours with him.
Love that.
So,
yeah.
It kept, Paul Rogers and, blah, blah, blah. A lot of people.
That's great. It really makes the rock world become small.
That's right. And that's why this is a concert experience with the way we present it. And everybody in the band, Patrick Stone, he's in a band called Butterside. But Sweet is where he really shines. I mean, he shines everywhere. But it's amazing. He kind of has the same, a lot of guys in Sweet passed away, but he's got this same energy as the original singer, Brian Conley. And he just rocks the house. That's all I can say. We're so, it's amazing when you have a great chemistry.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. Chemistry is the formula, man. For sure. Love is like oxygen. And really, music is the medicine. Don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, music heals the world. And that's what I do with, that's what we have to do. It really unifies all people, just like sports. I think sports and music, really, everybody comes together and they don't think about the division that we have in our society. And so that's why I think music and culture, the culture of music and art, are the way to really get everybody excited and happy. When they leave a venue, they're like, forget about their troubles. And yeah, you're happy campers.
Yep.
We're happy too. We get high from playing it.
That's, yeah, it's a way to communicate. It really is. It's all those vibrations. I talk about this, it changes the world for sure. Yeah, what else do you want us to know about the show?
Well, anybody that comes to this show, you're going to see something quite spectacular. We added Jimmy Burkhard in the band recently, and I know he does a lot of stuff in Vegas with other bands, but, you know, Sweet, again, is his it just fits together, and we're going to be doing one of our new songs called Little Miracle, and we're really excited about that. We played that in Welsh, Minnesota. We played with April Wine just recently.
Awesome.
And we taped it, and the audience went crazy. And I was really surprised to hear something that the audience have never heard before, along with all the other hits that they just went, holy cow. They all had their arms in singing but it's a catchy song, and there'll be a new album coming out this year with Sweet. By the end of the year, we'll be having some really, really incredible music, new music.
That is great. I'm looking forward to it. I'm especially having some surprises. And, you know, that's the way to be introduced to music and through these live shows. And then go find that. And how can everybody find out more about the band? How should we follow you?
Well, you go to thesweetband.com, thesweetband.com. That's where you'll find us. And pretty much just check that out. We've got some great T-shirts some new ones that we have a lot of fans pick up. We just noticed that our merch sales have just gone through the roof because the band really does deliver, and they want to be a part of this dynasty that we have, just like keeping the legacy and tradition alive. That's really our moniker.
I'm going for the merch. I want a Ballroom Blitz t-shirt for sure. Definitely.
Come on.
So
no great. Problem.
Let's go. Well, let's go.
We hope to see you out there. And we're excited. And we'll be signing there at the booth after the show.
Great.
So we look forward to all you guys coming out. Come on out and get ready to rock.
Thank you. Yep. You got the old school. You got the new material. All the glitz, blitz, and hits of Sweet, you guys. And they're playing the Golden Nugget Friday, February 2nd. Thank you so much, Richie, for talking to us. We look forward to the show. And we'll see you at the gig.
See you at the show, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks.